This is Wave 105. Welcome along to the evening show. Andy Jackson here, and welcome back from a long, long time ago to Kate Nash, who's with us.
Hi.
Hello. It seems like forever ago that we were playing, what was it, Foundations?
Foundations.
How long ago was that?
10 years.
And now, look at you. You've sacked your record company.
Sacked him.
You sacked your record company.
Dumped him. Broke up with him.
You're the first person I've ever met who's financed an album by going on Kickstarter, which I think is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
How's that going? Have you reached your goal?
Yeah, we have. We've gone past the goal, actually, at the moment, and kind of just working towards a stretch goal now. Because, the more backing, then the more I can do with the album. So I want to go on tour and just kind of take it. We're going global.
Because you got a big
we're going global.
You got a big tour coming up already, but I suppose the logistics of sort of going on your own without the backing of the men in suits is that
the
a good,
old cigar smokers.
Is that a good thing for you now? Are you happy to be out of that environment?
I am. I mean, when it first happened, that was like 2012, and I released my third record, Girl Talk, independently in 2013, and toured that up until I guess. I mean, we've done tour with it for 2 years, from 2012 to 2014. And it was really hard work and really challenging. But I guess it felt so good to get where we got to with just purely like fan support, you know. It really strengthened my relationship with my fans. And so I guess I kind of had like, I moved to LA and I wrote for other people for a little while, and I've also been doing a bit of acting, and then it was time to like release my own music again. And I had all these meetings, I guess, with people in the music industry, and I just didn't feel very inspired by it. I felt a bit like the music industry is a little bit lost right now. And I don't know, I just was like, I had weird meetings with guys, literally guys in suits who were like, oh, is this what Kate Nash looks like now? And I was like, what does that mean?
What does that actually mean?
and I just felt a bit offended and uninspired in the meetings that I had. They made me feel insecure more than anything. And so I was like, I don't really want to get into a relationship with somebody like that again, a business relationship that I'm not feeling excited by and confident about. So when it was actually Danielle, who's in the room with us right now, she's silent, so you won't be hearing from her.
but we can see her.
she only says me 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 me. inside joke. No, she convinced me to do a Kickstarter campaign, and it's sort of, you know, there's more people doing stuff like that now, like De La Soul and Chance the Rapper, and artists wanting to keep their like creative freedom and independence but have the funding, because it is really expensive to A, make a record, and B, promote it, and then C, tour it. You know, there's a lot that goes into the music biz, and I suppose it's like, who's going to be behind you? And it just became more and more appealing to me, the idea that my record label was my fans, you know. Those are the people that have stayed with me. Those are people that have come on tour and been the reason I've been able to continue for 10 years now. So I feel much better with my career in their hands than I do with the old cigar smokers.
Excellent. And I can't help but notice that you've brought not only yourself,
yes,
more than one person and more than one guitar as well, which leads me to suspect
there
might be a bit of music.
We're feeling a little musical.
On the horizon.
This is Linda Barato.
Hello, Linda.
My trusty sidekick.
And what's the first song you're going to do for us tonight?
We're going to sing My Little Alien. It's a song I wrote about my dog. There's a music video for this online as well. It's a pretty romantic tale, if you want to check it out. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay. My little alien, you pick me up, you put a probe inside my heart, it flies, you light up the sky, will you get me high, will you take the melancholy from my eyes, you light up the sky. sky. When you go up, 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 up away, take me back. I can't stay here. I'm out of luck, luck, luck. When it breaks, feel the smack. Run away. My little alien, you pick me up. You put a probe inside my heart. It flies. You light up the sky. Before I met you, the earth was simply flat. I took it all for granted. I don't want that. Your incandescent, I had been led astray. You took me to the Milky Way, my little.
Love it. Kate Nash with us tonight here on Wait for the Fact. I love the fact that you can, if you're doing a song about aliens, you have to get the word probe in there. That's yeah. what, it has to go
I
in
was
there.
Like, where's that going to go?
Oh. How's it going to happen? So you're talking about the fact that not only music, but acting as well. And you're going to be popping up on Glow on Netflix, aren't
Netflix,
you?
Netflix, yeah.
So what's that all about then?
Really exciting. It's basically Jenji Cohen's new show, the creator of Orange is the New Black. And it's a show about female wrestlers from the 80s based on like a real wrestling female wrestling league that existed. I really highly recommend checking out the documentary. It's they're called The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And I mean, it's just a fascinating story of these women who, you know, they wanted to put women wrestlers on TV and they didn't, they were like sort of models and actresses that wanted to find a way to be on TV and be successful. And they went this really untraditional route that was like not what a lot of them necessarily wanted to be doing. And it, that's, in a way, it's so true to the show as well, because it's like we're acting. And I trained for 6 months with Chavo Guerrero, to how like I trained with a professional wrestler. And so I'm so excited about the show. It's like, it's going to be incredible. It's
Are you actually wrestling?
Yeah.
We did the wrestling?
Yeah, we trained for 6 months to wrestle. And did all our own stunts, and like there's 14 of us, and it's an amazing cast. Alison Breeze that is the lead of the show, and it's just like an incredible opportunity. It was my dream job that I never knew was my dream job, and it's set in the 80s, and like the hair and the makeup and the clothes, and just like pink ropes in the ring. It's like you're gonna love it.
So it's out on Netflix later this
June
year.
23rd. June 23rd.
Oh,
yeah, I'm so excited.
Did you ever imagine when you were busy waitressing at Nando's, if that's a true story?
That's true.
That one day that you would be
no.
not only doing a career of music, but, you know, in a big show on Netflix?
I mean, I actually wanted to act. You know, I when I was, before I got my job at Nando's, I was auditioning at drama schools and trying to get into uni to do theatre. And I think like that is actually the rejection from that is what spurred me back into writing songs and wanting to take my career into my own hands. And like, that's why I signed up to MySpace and stuff, because I was just like, oh God, I work in Nando's and I do nothing, and I need to do something fun. And I guess I never expected I'd be wrestling. But when I did, when I showed my dad the trailer for the documentary when I was auditioning for it, he was like, oh, just, he just started laughing and was like, looks like the Nash household. It's like, I have me and my two sisters, me and, well, there's three of us, and we used to fight quite physically growing up. So had a lot of practice in the ring, years of training.
So it's all coming useful then.
It is. It's so weird. It was like such an, when we built up to these kind of big fight scenes, and like, I remember like before they said action, I was like behind, I mean, the cameras were quite far away and we're like in a ring, you know, and there's like a crowd and it's, I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to, maybe I shouldn't be even saying any of this. Cut this out. Bleep. I don't know. I just remember before, it really felt like this huge performance, and it was an interesting mix of live performance and television that I think is really rare, because, you know, I've never experienced kind of like blending those two things. And it was like so cool to play a character and get a live, like, it felt like doing a rock show as well, as like, you know, it was such a satisfying thing to do.
Do you get the feeling you're one of these people who, if you wish for hard enough for something to happen, it all just falls into place and comes along?
What, me in life?
Yeah.
I think you just have to really work hard and never give up. That's sort of my motto, is like Dory from Finding Nemo, you just keep swimming. And then you hopefully find your way, like, just never give up, basically. It's really easy to, there's times when I've been like, I can't do this anymore. I'm, you know, I feel really battered by life. And then you just have to keep picking yourself up. And I think if you keep doing that enough, then things come your way. So.
Wise yeah. words. Keep on swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Are you going to perform another song for us?
I will.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Foundations. A hashtag TBT for you. Throw it back 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story. You find it boring, you're thinking of something to say. You go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a shit. Am I allowed to say that on radio? My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. You said I must eat so many lemons, cause I am so bitter. I said I'd rather be with your friends, mate, cause they are much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive, and I must admit that I was a bit scared, but it gives me thrills to wind you up. My fingertips are holding up to the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Well, your face is pasty, cause you've gone and got so wasted. What a surprise, don't want to look at your face, cause it's making me sick. You've gone and got sick on my trainers, I only got these yesterday. Oh my gosh, I cannot be bothered with this. Well, I'll leave you there till the morning, And I purposely won't turn the heating on. And dear God, hope I'm not stuck with this one. My fingertips are holding up to the cracks in our foundation. And I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Solo, Linda.
I just love the way you just don't care. It's brilliant. If you just joined us, this is Wave 105. Kate Nash with us this evening. And so, are you going to do another song for us later, or was that the last
one?
Yeah,
no, we've got another
one. Do another one for us. Okay.
Plenty.
You're going to be coming. You're going to be coming to our neck of the woods over summer. Aren't you going to be doing Camp Bestival?
I am.
And you've got your big headline tour as well coming up as well. How long has it been since you've been touring?
I mean, I toured just in March, actually. Which is really cool to, you know, play new stuff and sort of just get back on the road. And but before that, it was like 2013, 14, since... Yeah, but it wasn't tour, was it? It was like one show or something.
Yeah, one, like, Lollapalooza.
Yes, yeah, so it's been a while. We're ready. We're so ready. I mean, we love touring. I think I've always felt... That's a skill that I've just had so much time to hone, if that makes sense. And, like, the music industry has been this, like, big question mark and sort of, like, in terms of, like... the levels of, like, I don't know what you're able to do because of, like, levels of success or whatever can always be a question mark in the music industry. But with performing, I'm able to work on that regardless by just, like, going on tour and going on the road. And I feel like now my band is totally amazing, and as you can hear and see, and we put on an amazing live show, and I'm really proud of it and just really excited to get it out there. And also, like, this year is the 10-year anniversary of Made of Bricks, so I want to play all of those, like, revive all of those songs and, like, bring everybody, like, a nice sense of nostalgia, remind them how old they are now.
It's really nice to see somebody who is still, after all these years, can still actually, you're obviously loving performing and doing what you do, because it's not like having a proper job, is it, really?
No. It's the best.
It's like messing around.
We're just messing around over it.
What, you're going to do the third and final song for us tonight?
This is my new single. It's called Call Me. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up and make a real big deal at this one.
Do we have to turn you down for this one?
Turn me down. You can try.
Give it a go. Well, if you have just joined us, this is Wave 105, Kate Nash.
Hello.
In performance, in concert tonight.
In concert, live in concert.
There we go.
This is Call Me. I don't know where I am. Yeah. All right, go around. Sometimes when I get down, I really like to get down low. I sink my feet into the ground, I dig a great big hole. But I've been thinking lately about letting go, 'cause nothing good comes from soaking self-loathe. But now I feel pretty versed at dealing with the blows. So if there's anything that I could do for you, well, honey, you can call me baby. When you feel like that, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back. You can call me baby. When you feel like that, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back. Sometimes when it gets rough, I feel like giving up. I feel like I'm not tough enough to face the real stuff. But I've been getting through it. Take a look at where I'm at. Everything happens for a reason. What doesn't kill you don't kill you. And now I feel pretty versed at dealing with the flows. So if there's anything that I could do for you, well, honey, pick up the phone. You can call me baby. When you feel like that, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back. You can call me baby. When you feel like that, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back. You're the one with the sun. Feel the power and lift me up. You're the one with the sun. Feel the power and lift me up. You're the one with the sun. Feel the power and lift me up. Yeah, you're the one with the sun. Feel the power and lift me up. You can call me baby. When you feel like that, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back. Yeah, you can call me. Oh, when you feel like that, well, call me, call me, call me, you will call me. You know I'll get right back.
Stunning! Yay! Kate Nash with us tonight here on Wave 105. That is the new single, which has been out for about a week now, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. About a week.
Exciting times.
Very exciting. There's an EP called Agenda. I've got a new music video coming out soon. It's all happening.
And the album, the Kickstarter album, over-financed.
Yeah.
So that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, but keep backing it. We need
send
more.
Send money.
Basically, it's like I can make the album and now I want to tour it and like globally distribute it. So just the more backers I get, the more I can do with it. So if you believe in independent artists and you want to help me keep swimming.
Just do a Google for Kate Nash Kickstarter.
And you can pre-order my new album, yeah, right now.
Very corporate final end to the interview.
Very corporate.
Very corporate. Very good indeed. Kate Nash, it's been a delight having you.
Thank you for having
us. Best of luck and keep swimming.
Thank you. Aww.